Good morning, Johan Elson, OFM's thought for today. This thought: refuse to give yourself to sin. Well, sounds terrible, doesn't it? Refuse to give yourself to sin. Refuse to give yourself to sin, says the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that we are not to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Your members are things like your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your mind, your hands, your feet, etc. In other words, take each part of your body and determine that it is not going to give into sin. Refuse to let your eyes look on that which is displeasing to the Lord. Refuse to let your ears listen to anything they should not hear. Refuse to allow your feet to take you where you shouldn't go, and so on. This step is negative, but it's the first step in giving yourself to God. You and I must first refuse to give ourselves to our own desires and lusts. Yield your whole self unto God. And to yield means to give into, to submit and to surrender. Romans 12:1 speaks of presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. And I believe this means that we should come to God in prayer and tell Him that we want to give ourselves to Him. We choose to give Him our lives and surrender to Him by telling Jesus that we have decided to do so. You and I must decide that we want God to have our entire life. To Him that you want to give your heart entirely. Yield yourself. And the first step is to tell God, here I am. To pray, Lord, where do you want my feet to go? Lord, what do you want my mouth to say? Lord, will you lead me? Forgive me by your grace. Lead me to read your Bible, to pray and to testify and share the good news in which I am now. I'm yielding myself, I'm giving myself by the grace of Christ to you, Lord God, my Father.